KSL at Night.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. We are your hosts, Adam Gardner and Leah Murray. We've been having a great show so far, and you know, we've all been following Leah, especially you working on a college campus. I know this has got to hit pretty close to home for you, but we've all, every time we turn on the news, every time we hop on KSL, we're seeing protests all over the country in campuses at UCLA, Harvard. Most recently, we just saw the U of U, and they've, I think, handled it a lot differently than other campuses around the country.
Yeah, no, and it's interesting. I actually think Utah State had one as well. So, but I am most aware, I think, of the University of Utah. And the thing that I want to like add to this, I will just say, I was like, thank goodness Weber State graduated last week, right? Because
Great timing.
A little bit, I don't want to, like, it's contagious, right? So students see other students doing things and then they kind of get ideas. So I was like, by the time it hit Utah, we had already graduated our students. There's really not a lot of kids on campus. So I don't think we're worried about it, if that makes sense. Like, it's unlikely to happen. But it is hard. The U is having its graduation tonight. And I know that there are people who, like, spent a lot of hours planning that event, you know what I mean? Making sure that all these kids get celebrated, making sure that the thousands of people who are going to be extra on campus are safe, you know, and just, this just adds a whole extra layer to that.
You bring up a great point because I've seen some videos, and this is the Twitterverse, and I recognize that's kind of a bubble, but I've seen some videos where kids at Columbia are saying, we're not having our graduation. I was a high school student graduating in 2020. I didn't get a high school graduation. Now I don't get a college graduation. These guys are going to fork over hundreds of thousands of dollars for their education at an Ivy League school. And then to not be able to walk or get their diploma seems kind of unfair.
Oh my gosh, it's totally unfair. And as someone who thinks graduation is super important, right? So you probably know Weber State brought Rainn Wilson to our commencement. And the reason why you bring someone like Rainn Wilson is you're like, we are celebrating. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's fun. And this is a huge kind of collective, if you will, party. And we're all very impressed by what you've done and how hard students work. I always say April's like the twitchiest month of the year on higher ed's campuses because everyone's like, oh my gosh, it's the end of the year and we're getting graduation ready and we're all trying to graduate, and pass our final exams, right? And then you've got that's not going to happen. And the reason it's not going to happen is because of protests. USC, hadn't heard that Columbia canceled. USC had canceled. And Adam, what you said, like the first thing I thought was, these are kids who didn't get a COVID, like they didn't have a high school graduation. Yeah. Or maybe it was on Zoom or it was one of those drive-by.
It was lame.
Like,
Whatever they did, it was lame.
It was not cool. And they probably, USC is a really cool school. That's the place where the celebrities like bribe people to let their kids in.
Yeah.
Like it's a really fancy school. And then you've worked your tail off for 4 years and now you're not, like this whole thing is just very disruptive.
Yeah. And Leah, I want to ask you this. You mentioned it was protests that were keeping that from happening, graduation from happening. Is it protests themselves or is it something else? I feel like campuses throughout time, this is the purpose of your college years. Get it out, right? Go protest.
Yeah.
Go like hang out with your friends on the quad. We're not leaving. We want better cafeteria food. We want like apartheid to go away. Whatever you're protesting.
Yeah.
I don't care. So is it just protesting itself? Or is it something bigger that's keeping this?
I do think it's possible it's something bigger. So I love this question, Adam. I think what's happening is you're not wrong. And at Columbia specifically, like if you were going to Columbia, one of the things they're going to tell you is we have an activism attitude, right? Like, you know, I'm not sure what the words are, but they basically...
We're Ivy League, but we hate the man.
Right, a little bit. That's right. We're super elite and we hate the elite. but yeah, so they're going to be very much like our kids are going to be activists. This is what we're going to teach you to do. I think normally they would roll. But what happened this year was October 7th happens. There's a lot of, and we've talked about this on this show, there's a lot of anti-Semitic behavior on campuses as a result of October 7th. These protests are pro-Palestinian, generally. They're like Palestinian solidarity protests. And what happens is Elise Stefanik on the House Education and Workforce Committee called to the table the presidents of Ivy League schools. And she got the president of Harvard, not canceled, fired. She got the president of UPenn fired. So you're Columbia, you get hauled to Congress. She's absolutely terrified, right? Yeah. I mean, anybody would be. And she's thinking, I'm going to say something wrong, right? That's going to end up
in
me.
We're all terrified in class. That's it's good to see university presidents terrified sometimes.
So she's going to be like, I'm going to go there and say something wrong. She gets totally coached to make sure that whatever Elise Stefanik asks, she answers correctly to a Stefanik. So she answers the question, and then as she's coming back from Congress to Columbia, that's when the tent encampment goes up. So she, how do I say, it's different because Congress is paying closer attention, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
so I just think, like, because administrators are aware that Congress is really paying attention and you could be called to the carpet at any moment for stuff that's happening on your campus, that ticks everything up a notch. And so, you know, some administrators are like, this is terrifying. We're just not going to have a graduation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And other administrators are like, we're just going to close campus to like May 10th. Right? Like everyone just go take a break and we'll come back and start over in a desperate attempt to survive this.
We've had a couple of sound bites that we've played on this show a little bit. And one of the interesting things is, President Biden has just kind of finally weighed in. And I want to play this sound clip for you real quick.
There's the right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos. People have the right to get an education, the right to walk across the campus safely without fear of being attacked.
I see nothing wrong with anything he said. I'm a conservative Republican. He said the right thing.
Right.
These protests have been going on for a long time. Why did he wait till right now to say something?
Right. Like, so the answer is, so let's be fair to President Biden, Ilhan Omar, right, who is, I might have said that wrong, Ilhan Omar, I apologize, I'm getting her name wrong. So the congresswoman, her daughter was arrested at Columbia. So Democrats are very split on this issue. We, a couple of like months back on KSL at Night, did a show about two House members from New York City whose districts are right next to each other. One is very pro-Israel. One is very pro-Palestine. And the worry is that this Gaza issue is going to rip the party apart. And so I think if you're Joe Biden, you're the leader of the party that's got but that energy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You've got in your party someone whose kid has been arrested at Columbia, and in your party people who feel like anti-Semitism's gone too far. Man, it'd be really hard to comment. So you're not wrong. I feel like maybe he should have answered earlier. I understand this is a loser issue for him,
yeah,
no matter
right.
what he says. Yeah.
I watched the press clippings of the White House, you know, press tour. And I feel so bad. I mean, I don't feel bad for any of these people, let's be honest. But I watch her up the White House press secretary, and every time she's asked a question, why hasn't Biden said anything? Why haven't you come out and kind of chosen a side? She always goes, I've been very clear on this. You haven't been very clear
on
this.
I've been very clear, muddy. Yeah.
It took President Biden to come out and actually say something, which I think is really important. Maybe it's too little too late. You have Chuck Schumer, who is probably the highest ranking Jewish American in government right now. He's the majority leader of the Senate, a huge deal, one of the most powerful people in the country, pro-Israel, you know, and then you have Bernie Sanders, who's Jewish and seems to be very pro-Palestine, and every speech he's given is talking about Gaza. I want a blurb just popped up on my phone, where Mitt Romney had an idea. I thought this was kind of funny. He said, anyone that's caught protesting, don't forgive their college loans. One, I don't disagree.
Yeah.
But it's kind of interesting to see Republicans are using this as a way to be like, look, the Supreme Court struck down your student loan plan, and we're going to kind of go after it now, too. You can't really argue that they deserve to have their student loans forgiven, too. So great topic. Stay with us on KSL at Night.